Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to this fine theater.
This is the Vinyl Garage.
And a one, and a two. There's a place where I can go, and that's where I wanna be. I'm saying goodbye to you, good people, for I found a place for me. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Welcome to the Vinyl Garage. I'm Dave Nelson, your host, and for the next 60 minutes, we'll explore the lesser-heard side of rock, a world consisting of album cuts and B-sides, along with a healthy dose of vinyl history and commentary, from the blues of the 30s to today's new releases. We have a lot to do, so let's get started.
If I had a dollar for every time a show ends up differently than what I intended, I'd have more than a few dollars. They sometimes get a bit of a mind of their own and morph into something entirely unexpected. And last week was a great example. The show subject was movie music from the 60s to today, but after it was all said and done, I barely made it through the 60s. So this week, we pick up where we left off, 1970. Who knows where and when will be 60 minutes from now. Musically in film, the 70s began with the Woodstock movie and the Rolling Stones' Give Me Shelter, the latter being a documentary of the 69 World Tour culminating with Altamont Speedway. But the first real movie with a rock soundtrack was Beyond the Valley of the Dolls, originally intended as a sequel to the original, but ended up being more of a parody. From the soundtrack, Girl from the City by the Strawberry Alarm Clock.
People all call L.A. I went to school in the great big city and I learned all I know today. Yeah, I left the city trying to find a rock up for me. I went through mountains and the valleys, even out to the sea. All I want is a girl from the great big city. All right. Had a girl in the great big city, but I left just to see the world. I won't be happy for the rest of my life till I find another big city girl. Yeah, the country girls don't know what the city girls do. They love you like the city mothers were taught them to. All I want is a girl from the great big city. All right, yes, I want a girl from the city. Don't you know I want.
Let's see. San Antone on a hot and dusty night. We were eating eggs in Sammy's when the black man there drew his knife. Oh, you drowned that Jew in Rampton as he washed his sleeveless shirt. You know, that Spanish-speaking gentleman, the one that we all call Kurt. Come now, gentlemen, I know the some mistake. How forgetful I'm becoming now you fix your business straight. I remember you in Hemlock Road, 1956. You're a faggy little leather boy with a smaller piece of stick. You a lashing, smashing hunk of man. Your sweat shines sweet and strong. Your organ's working perfectly, but there's a part that's not screwed on. I want you at the Coke convention back in 1965. And you're the meth bread gray executive I see heavily advertised. And you're the gray gray man whose daughter licks policeman's buttons clean. You're the man who squats behind the man who works the soft machine. Come now, gentlemen, your love is all I crave. You'll still be in the circus when I'm laughing, laughing in my grave. When the old men do the fighting, and the young men all look on, and the young girls eat their mother's meat from tubes of plastic corn. Be wary, please, my gentle friends, of all the skins you breed. They have a tasty habit, they eat the hands that bleed. So remember who you say you are, and keep your noses clean. Boys will be boys and play with toys, so be strong with your beast. Oh, Rosie dear, don't you think it's queer, so stop me if you please. The baby's dead, my lady said, you gentlemen, why you all work for me?
Way to the border in the shadow under the trees. Down by a stream in a hollow, turn your head, feel the breeze.
Started to read. Run to the chess is wrong. And all the courses crowded round, and this is what she told the gathering throng. Go to the store by the dungeon, take all the red paint, take all the white. Make up a new born color, cover your neighbor, and we'll be all right. There'll be no game today, she cried across the board. Every day will be a holiday, and all the pieces
radio station was named Kowalski, in honor of the last American hero to whom speed means freedom of the soul. The question is not when he's going to stop, but who is going to stop him.
Down around Big Boy, around Louisiana way. Living Hearing any Academy Award winners in this lot, but a cut from the film performance by a solo Mick Jagger, who also starred along with girlfriend Anita Pallenberg. She's also the ex of Brian Jones and Keith Richards. They were such a sharing band. The song Memo from Turner, a rarely heard Stones-related cut. The killer slide guitar was courtesy of Ry Cooter. The obvious Pink Floyd cut, one of six they contributed to the film Zabriskie Point, was Country Song, although sometimes it was referred to as the Red Queen theme. The movie starred no one of any notice, but featured a killer soundtrack by the Youngbloods, Kaleidoscope, the Grateful Dead, and the aforementioned Floyd. If you haven't seen the movie Vanishing Point, you need to put it in your queue. The entire film revolved around a car chase through the Southwest between a Dodge Challenger and the police, eventually ending very badly for the Dodge and the driver on two Caterpillar bulldozers. The driver became a bit of a folk hero and was urged on by the DJ of a local radio station, WKOZ. The jock's dialogue mixes into Mountains, Mississippi Queen. Nothing could save 1973's Son of Dracula from being a pointless curiosity, not even the cast. Ringo Starr, Harry Nilsson, Keith Moon, John Bonham, Leon Russell, or Peter Frampton. The soundtrack consisted of recycled Nilsson songs except for Daybreak, written specifically for the film by Harry. A rare Apple film, the soundtrack was a hybrid of RCA and Apple on the Rapple label. The only record to have that honor. Another road movie, this one starring James Taylor and Beach Boy Dennis Wilson, Two Lane Blacktop. Unfortunately, neither contributed anything to the soundtrack, but that didn't mean there wasn't a good one. It included The Doors, Arlo Guthrie, and Kris Kristofferson, and it's a Kristofferson song me and Bobby McGee will hear. You may be more familiar with Janis' version, but when you have the opportunity to hear the writer present the song the way they intended, it tends to be magic. And Kris had more magic than most.
Busted flat in Baton Rouge and heading for the trains. Feeling nearly faded as my jeans. Bobby thumbed a diesel down just before it rained.
took us all away to New Orleans. I took my harpoon out of my dirty red bandana and was blowing sad while Bobby sang the blues. With them windshield wipers slapping time and Bobby clapping hands, we finally sang a velvet song that driver knew. Freedom's just another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing ain't worth nothing, but it's free. Feeling good was easy, Lord, when Bobby sang the blues. Feeling good was good enough for me. Good enough for me and Bobby McGee. From the coal mines of Kentucky to the California sun, Bobby shared the secrets of my soul. Standing right beside me, Lord, through everything I'd done, every night she kept me from the cold. Then somewhere near Salinas, Lord, I let her slip away. Looking for the home I hope she'll find. And I trade all my tomorrows for a single yesterday, holding Bobby's body next to mine. Freedom's just another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing left is all she left for me. Feeling good was easy, Lord, when Bobby sang the blues. Buddy, that was good enough for me. Good enough for me and Bobby McGee. La da 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 me and Bobby McGee. La da 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 la da 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 me and Bobby McGee. La da 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 Mama, take this badge off of me. I can't use it anymore. It's getting dark, too dark to see. I feel I'm knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Mama put my guns in the ground.
I can't shoot them anymore. That long black cloud is coming down. I feel I'm knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door.
Final Garage, we're going back to the movies.
Bells are
don't expect to find a classic rock cut in the soundtrack of a Western, but that's exactly where you'll hear this one. Bob Dylan's Knockin' on Heaven's Door, a song he specifically wrote for the film Pat Garrett and Billy the Kid, a film where he also starred. The part of Billy the Kid was played by Kris Kristofferson. Then finally, a movie in the show that actually got recognized by the critics and scored a Best Supporting Actor award for Robert De Niro. The Scorsese film Mean Streets. It also sported a great soundtrack with the Rolling Stones, numerous 50s acts, and the band we heard, Derek and the Dominoes, I Looked Away. It's also the opening cut on the album Layla and other assorted love songs. The first of two Who films for the 70s, Quadrophenia. The second would be Tommy. Featured a soundtrack made up of mostly The Who, but also songs from James Brown, The Kingsmen, and Booker T, among others. We heard 515 by The Who. The next film wasn't exactly a critical success, at least not initially. But upon gaining cult status in the film world, the Warriors never looked back. The Warriors were a New York street gang trying to return to their Coney Island turf after they were framed for the death of another gang's leader. A DJ helps the rival gangs locate the Warriors to administer retribution, but upon learning of their innocence, dedicates Joe Walsh's In the City. The song plays as some of the Warriors return safely home. The next movie was terrible, and no, that's not harsh enough. It sucked. And coming from royal lineage, it made it even worse. And I'll admit here, for the first time in public, that I actually bought two tickets to see it. Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, which starred the Bee Gees in all of their disco splendor, and Peter Frampton. But if you endured it long enough, in the role of the future villain band was Aerosmith. Their cover of Come Together was the film's only saving grace.
Yes, come on, flat top, come grooving up so loud. He got juju eyeball, he won't hold a roller. He got head down to his knee. Got to be a joker, he just do what he please. We'll be right back.
she died for Beethoven. She loves the way Puccini lays down a tune, and bird is always creeping from her room. I think she died for Beethoven. She loved the way Puccini lit that tune, and Bird is always creeping from her room. Everybody wants one.
Forgettable 1977 film Joyride starred Desi Arnaz Jr. and a very young Melanie Griffith and featured a soundtrack consisting of recycled ELO tracks. Rockaria was also found on their New World Record album from 1976. The pride of Forest Hills, Queens, New York, the Ramones with Rock and Roll High School from the movie of the same name. Now, how does a punk rock version of the film Hard Day's Night sound? Titled Who Killed Bambi. It was the star of the Sex Pistols, but alas, was never made. 20th Century Fox pulled all funding after they finally read the script after only a day and a half of filming. You may think that that was the Pistols' only chance at a film career, but no. The mockumentary The Great Rock and Roll Swindle was born. The soundtrack featured the Pistols massacring Rock Around the Clock, Johnny B. Good, Substitute, My Way, and the Monkees' I'm Not Your Steppin' Stone. Then, from the Rocky Horror Picture Show, Meatloaf's contribution, Hot Patootie Bless My Soul, performed as Eddie the Delivery Boy. It didn't end well for Eddie, though. He was hacked to death by an ice pick by Dr. Frankenfurter. Thanks for joining the Vinyl Garage, Back to the Movies, 70s edition. Many times my taste in movies is mirrored by the music I play. Seldom seen, obscure are the norm. But to find that diamond in the rough, just like in music, you have to sit through a bunch of garbage masquerading as a film. I wasted 2 hours of my life slogging through Beyond the Valley of the Dolls, for example, but it also gives us the opportunity to find some great movie music. Many times you can still picture the scene when a specific song was played many years later. But the opportunity to hear the Ramones and the Sex Pistols back-to-back, that's priceless. We're wrapping up with a band and a song that's indelibly etched into the brain as if it was never not intended for Apocalypse Now. The Doors, the end.
The funeral-like dirge of a song best sums up the pointless debacle that was Vietnam. Brando summed it up best when he said, "The horror." So until next week, this is Dave Nelson. Thanks for listening.
Desperately in need of some stranger's hand in a desperate land.
Zero, 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 zero